The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma ba'd فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to our transmission, Path to Success. Durood-e-Pak, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, brings many blessings and mercies of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, whoever likes this thing that Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with him when he is presented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, should recite salat upon me in abundance. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, today our topic is message of Quran. Inshallah azza wa jal, message of Quran will cover many ayat, and inshallah azza wa jal, many more madani pools from Quran Pak. We have mashallah Kamar Madani, Asif Madani, Shahid Bhai and Wasim Bhai with us, and Asif Bhai inshallah will start from recitation of Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainnah irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله
sallallahu alayka ya ya rasul allah wa sallam alayka ya habib allah sallallahu alayka ya Ya Rasul Allah wa sallam alayka ya Habib Allah mujhe dar pe phir bulana madani madine wale Madani Madine Wale تیرے غم میں کاش عطار
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Inshallah, we'll start with Qamar Madani. Today's our topic is message of Quran.
Yes, Sayyid Saab, it's a very big topic, a topic which has within it many topics, as you also mentioned. Today, I think what will happen, what I assume will happen, is that everyone will say what they feel about the message of the Quran. It's important that we give some kind of introduction that this Quran, beautiful Quran that we hold at home today, was revealed to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam over a 23-year period. And so sacred are these words, that these words are sacred, the recitation is sacred, the physical surfaces that these words are inscribed upon, whether it's a book, whether it's a wall, they become sacred. The recitation of this is a means of blessings, it's a means of protection. The Quran is a lifelong companion for the believers. From the beginning of when they enter this world as children, as babies, because the Shahada, the words of Allah, the words of the testification of faith, they are actually from the Quran, as you know, Shasab. So from the moment they are born, Allah, as they grow up and they reach the age of four or whatever age it is, and they say the Rasm Bismillah, as we have a tradition, a good tradition, when the child starts to recite the Quran or begins his recitation of the Quran formally, as they grow up and they learn Quran as much as they're able to, when they get married, the verses of the Quran are recited in the nikah ceremony. When someone leaves this world, Allah, again, Allah, those verses, they're referred to, and when they are buried, they are read as they are lying in their graves. So it's a lifelong companion, and it actually takes one from the beginning of from his birth until after his death. He is affected by, or he has some connection with the Quran. One word, one name given to the Quran is Al-Furqan, which is the criterion. Another word given, descriptive title or name given to the Quran is Al-Huda, which means the guide. And I'd like to focus on this guidance element only in this first address. The Quran is also called Al-Quran famously because it's a recitation. It's recited over and over again. That's one of the reasons why it's called Al-Quran. The very beginning of the Quran, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Mim Zalika Al-Kitab Wa La Rayba Fihi Hudan Lil-Muttaqin. Hudan lil-muttaqin, this guidance for the people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions, the expression is there, hudan lin-nas, that it's guidance for people generally. So it's not just guidance for people who fear Allah or who have belief, it is guidance for all humanity. But the question arises is, if it's guidance for everyone, then surely when someone opens the Quran and he's not a believer, as soon as he reads some verses of the Quran, he should revert. That should be enough. Why doesn't that happen? And the Mufassirun have given a few reasons. They give scenarios. Sometimes, Sayyid Saab, when you give an example to someone, a simple example, they find it easier to understand. So they liken the guidance of the Quran to water. Water is water. But when that water reaches fertile ground, if the ground is fertile, something will grow.
Subhanallah.
It will penetrate, it will cause the growth of something. Something will come out. If the ground is not fertile, that water will not affect it at all.
Say.
If that water falls into, flows over rocky ground or rocks, it will just flow over them. It won't apparently penetrate, or not enough. So the misguidance, or the darkness of misguidance, is like that land which is not fertile, or is like that ground which is does not allow anything to penetrate, and the water flows over it. And it's only when something special or the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there is fatah, there is opening, and they're blessed with guidance. So the guidance of the Quran is there. It always was, always will be there. The point is that will our hearts open to the guidance of the Quran?
Allah.
Or will we allow our hearts to open to the guidance of the Quran? Because someone says, oh, I have problems in my life. I have this, I have that, I have this. the very last thing they will do is actually refer to the Quran as a guide, even though they'll accept it. They say, we believe the Quran al-Huda, the Quran is guidance. Okay, have you ever taken a verse of the Quran and applied the ruling or the advice given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the instruction, divine instruction, have you ever applied it to your life? Have you ever controlled your temper? Have you ever established the prayer? Then they'll go quiet. So it's not enough for us to believe that it's guidance. We have to take advantage of this guidance and open our hearts to this guidance to see its blessings.
MashaAllah, Kamar Bhai started a beautiful way. Quran, kya hai? Hidayat hai, rehnumai hai, sab ke liye. Rab Azza wa Jal ne Quran Paak mein farmaya na, humne is kitab mein kisi shay ki koi kami nahi chhodi. Yani kuch bhi nahi choda. Har khushk aur tar ka ilm Quran Paak mein. Duniya pata nahi kya kya search, research karke, analyze karke conclusion lati hai. 100 years ke baad theory change ho jati hai. Lekin Quran ke andar jo hai, 1450 years guzar gaye aur qiyamah tak jo hai wo sach hai, haq hai aur haq hai. Usme koi tabdili nahi hai aur Allah Taala ne har khushk aur tar ka ilm Quran Paak mein dal diya hai. To Quran Paak se hidayat leni chahiye, rehnumai leni chahiye. Bahut sare messages hain Quran Paak ke andar. Dekhte hain Waseem bhai kya message lekar aaye hain.
First of all, Zayyid, today's topic is so vast that you find a new topic, if you find a new name of a new program, alhamdulillah, here's a message of the Quran. And Sayyid Sahib, in regards to the message of the Quran, there's many messages, and like you've just mentioned yourself, that, you know, till the Day of Judgment, the Holy Quran is our book of guidance, alhamdulillah. But there's one particular aspect that I would like to start with. As Ashikani Rasul, as lovers of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where Allah Azawajal has mentioned in the Holy Quran, Allah Azawajal and His angels, they send Ruh de Pak upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then Allah Azawajal has commanded that, all believers, you also send Ruh de Pak upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you know, today people ask this question, that brother, why do you read so much Ruh de Pak? Before you start a program on Madani channel, you talk about Ruh de Pak, you recite Ruh de Pak. What's the reason for this? The reason for this is because Allah Azawajal in the Quran has commanded us to recite Ruh de Pak upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in regards to these three things that I mentioned here, so Allah Azawajal himself, the angels and the people should recite Ruh de Pak. Allah Azza wa Jal, He sends mercies upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The angels, they do istighfar. And in regards to the people, we do dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, shower your mercy upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Sayyid Sahib, in regards to this, the second part is mentioned about Allah and His angels, they send Ruh de Pak upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now a question arises, that there's so many angels of Allah, all they're doing is reciting Ruh de Pak upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But what? How many angels are there in total? First of all, we cannot calculate how much angels of Allah there are. But there's one point that we can take to try to understand how much angels of Allah there are. Because it's mentioned in narrations that every day in Madinah to Munawwarah, 70,000 angels in the morning, they do hazi in the court of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then 70,000 angels in the evening, they do hazi in the court of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Once, and they only get opportunity to do this once. Now, if we just try to calculate this point, 140,000 angels in one day. So Yitzhak, that makes it approximately 980,000 angels of Allah every week do hazi in the court of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then if you look at a month, approximately 4,200,000 angels do hazi in the court of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then if you look in a year, approximately 50,400,000 do angels do hazi in the court of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now say Yitzhak, that is 1 year. 1400 years have passed, will continue until the Day of Judgment. And like we have just said, that once one angel comes, he will never get the opportunity again. So one message of the Holy Quran is Allah and His angels recite Ruh de Pak upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As Ashikani Rasul, we should try to also recite Ruh de Pak upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And seriously, this will elevate our ranks, this will remove our difficulties, our du'as will be accepted because of Ruh de Pak. So we must continue to recite Ruh de Pak on a daily basis, inshallah.
Bahut zabardast message diya hai, recite Ruh de Pak in abundance. Padhte rahein aur barkatein lootte rahein. 70,000 subah hain, 70,000 shaam.
Jo yu bandagi rukh par dulaato behti
hai. Shahid bhai bhi hamare saath hai, dekhte hain. Shahid, bahut aaj to bahut sare message milenge aapko, kyunki pura Quran jo hai na, har aap uski jo hai na verse ko le lein aap. उसकी की आयतों को लेते हैं जहाँ उन्हें मैसेज, और इतने मैसेज हैं, मैसेज से मैसेज निकल रहे होते हैं, और क्यों ना हो, ये रब का कलाम है, हमारे रब का कलाम है।
माशाल्लाह साहब, the brothers are giving beautiful points itself. In order to understand the Quran, we need to read the Quran first of all, and we need to make sure that when we read it, we understand it as to what we're reading. Allah Almighty has sent holy books to His chosen prophets, and for this purpose, so that to guide us to the correct path of preaching Islam itself. The fact that it tells us that we will die one day, we'll be answerable for our sins itself. If we look at in the past, many other books, they have been edited to suit people's own way of life itself at the time. But the Quran is that divine book which has never been changed and it will never be able to be changed itself. In order for us to understand the message of the Quran, we need to spend time and read the Quran itself. We know from the Quran itself, it teaches us that the shaitan is our open enemy. Shaitan will do everything to misguide us and create problems with us, with the humans itself. And in order to avoid these things, we need to read the Quran and understand what the Quran teaches us. In every aspect of life, whether we want to take a professional life of business, whether we want to work, employer and employee, looking after our parents, looking after our children, Quran teaches us of all these aspects of life itself. And if we want to better ourselves for that aspect, we need to read the Quran and understand it completely. If we cannot understand it, then we don't just leave it on the shelf. We need to sit with scholars and ask them, what is this Quran teaching us? Unfortunately, many of us don't do this. We may pick up the Quran once a year during Ramadan and read it for a bit. And we're reading, we probably not even understand probably what we're reading itself. And then we'll put it away, wrap in glove, put it in the top shelf, and that's it. Quran is not for that. We need to read the Quran on a daily basis and understand what we're reading, understand what our way of life is. Inshallah, throughout the program, we'll discuss further on this.
Bahut achhi baat ki hai. Asif bhai bhi humare saath hai. Inhone baat ki shelfon ke liye bilkul aisi hai. Quran is for ourselves, not for our shelves. Ye yaad rakhiyega. Ye shelfon ke liye nahi hai. Ye hamare liye hai. Hame padhna hai, isse rehnumai leni hai. इसी ने नजात दिलवानी है, इसी कुरान पाक ही शफात करवाएगा। तो आप कुरान कितना पढ़ते हैं, कितनी कुरान से मोहब्बत करते हैं, बुजुर्गाने दीन की सीरत पढ़े, नेक लोगों की सीरत पढ़े, दिन में जो है वो पता नहीं कितने कितने कुरान पाक ख़त्म कर दिया कर देते हैं। जिस जगह इंतकाल होना था, लिखा है इमाम आज़म अबू हनीफा रदी अल्लाह ताला अन्हु के मुताबिक कि जिस जगह पे उनका इंतकाल, वहाँ पे 7,000 के करीब कमोबेश उन्होंने कुरान पाक उस जगह पे ख़त्म किया था। खाली एक बुजुर्ग के बारे में कि तवाफ के दौरान उन्होंने कमोबेश 10,000 मरतबा कुरान पाक ख़त्म किया था। मैं और आप जिंदगी में कितना हम कुरान पढ़ते हैं, कितनी कुरान से मोहब्बत है, और जो मतलब आप सोचिए जिसमें रहनुमाई रहनुमाई है ना, हिदायत ही हिदायत है।
नो डाउट शरी जालिकल किताबुल अरबी, किताब ही ऐसी है कि जिसे विच किसे शक्को शुबा दी गुंजाइश ही नहीं। जितना तुझे मैंने मेंशन किया ना कि वला रतबिन वला याबिसिन इल्ला फी किताबी मुतीन, हर खुश्क चीज़ दा हर तर शायद अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला ने इहदे विच इल्म रख दिता। लेकिन शाह जी उलमाए कराम ने ना कुरान पाक की जड़ी आयात है ये मुख्तलिफ किस्म के नाल तकसीम की है। ये अवामर भी अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला ने सानू कुछ चीज़ा करन दा हुक्म दिता, नवाही भी आ कुछ चीज़ा तो मना किया, ये किसस भी आ, स्टोरियाँ भी आ, ये वाजो नसीहत भी आ, एडवाइसिस भी आ। लेकिन बिलखसूस 89 आयात ऐसी है, 91 आयत ऐसी जिद अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला ने बिलखसूस मुअमिनीन दे नाल कलाम किया, या अय्युहल्लज़ीन आमनू कह के अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला मुसलमान दे नाल खिताब किया। ते साडी किन्नी बड़ी खुशबख्ती है कि अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला साडे नाल खिताब फरमा रहे। लेकिन सानू पता ही नहीं हुंदा कि मौला साडे नाल गल की कर रहे हैं, कि अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला इरशाद फरमा रहे हैं। ये एक बहुत ही मशहूर आयत है कि या अय्युहल्लज़ीन आमनू उदखुलू फिस्सिल्म काफा, ए ईमान वालो इस्लाम दे विच पूरे पूरे मुकम्मल दाखिल हो जाओ। वला तत्तबिउ खुतुवात शैतान, ते शैतान दी पैरवी ना करो, दे रस्ते ते ना चलो, इन्नहु लकुम अदुव्व मुबीन, के बेशक शैतान थोड़ा खुला ओपन दुश्मन आ। इस आयत मुबारका दे विच मुफस्सिरी ने शरी लिखिया कि अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला ने हुक्म दिता वा के पूरे पूरे ईमान च दाखिल हो जाओ। मुनाफिकीन दी खसूसियत बयान कीती कि वाइजा कामु इलस्सलाति कामु कुसाला मुज़ब्ज़बीना बैना ज़ालिक ला इलाहा उलाई वला इलाहा उलाई, कि जो नमाज लिए खड़े होंगे या सुस्ती दे नाल खड़े होंगे ना इधर ना उधर, असि रमज़ान शरीफ होंगे कुरान पाक की तिलावत शुरू कर दें, असि कोई कारोबार करते सुबह जाने दुकान ओपन करते हैं तिलावत ला लें, सारा दिन गाने चलते रहेंगे। अल्लाह सुबहान व तआले सानू इरशाद फरमाया कि मुकम्मल दीन इस्लाम की पैरवी करनी है, किसी मखसूस टाइमली किसी मखसूस महीने लिए तो अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला ने सानू हुक्म नहीं दिता। तो कोशिश करो जो अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला ارشاد فرما رہے اودے تے عمل کرنے دی کوشش کرو.
ماشاءاللہ بہت پیاری بات کی. اس کے اندر نا ایمانیات بھی ہیں, عبادات بھی ہیں, معاملات بھی ہیں, معاشیات بھی ہیں, اقتصادیات بھی ہیں, یعنی کہ اس کے اندر زندگی گزارنے کے ہر اصول و ضوابط جو ہے نا وہ مینشن کر دیے گئے. آج ہماری جو کمزوری ہے, آج جو ہماری پرابلم ہے, اس کی وجہ یہ کہ ہمارا قرآن سے رابطہ کمزور ہو گیا, قرآن کے ساتھ وابستگی کمزور ہو گئی. لکھا ہے نا وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے مسلمان ہو کر, اور ہم آج خوار ہوئے تاریخ قرآن ہو کر. یقین کریں آج بھی قرآن سے مضبوطی ہو جائے نا, یہ میں نہیں کہہ رہا, میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے فرمایا تین چیزیں ہولڈ کر لو گے تو تم کبھی گمراہ نہیں ہوگے. اور وہ تین چیزیں کیا ہیں؟ ان میں ایک ہے قرآن. قرآن کو تھام لو کبھی گمراہ نہیں ہوگے. ایک میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے اپنی سنت کے حوالے سے بیان کیا, جو میری سنتوں کو اپنا لے تھام لے, اور ایک اہل بیت اطہار کے حوالے سے بیان کیا. مطلب اور الگ الگ روایتیں, لیکن ایک جو چیز مینشن ہے کامن وہ قرآن ہے. جتنا قرآن سے مضبوطی ہوگی اتنا گمراہی سے بچیں گے.
سبحان اللہ. سید صاحب, فالوئنگ آن فرام آصف بھائیز پوائنٹ اینڈ آلسو یور پوائنٹ, ہی مینشن دا پریئر آلسو, اینڈ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ ہیز اسپیسیفائیڈ دا پریئر ا نمبر آف ٹائمز ان دا قرآن. سم ٹائمز we forget that all the invocations that we read, the awrad, the wadhaif, and whatever we try to read from the Quran for barakah purposes, we forget that the foundation of all these actions is salah itself, the what is obligatory, because you will not attain more nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the prayer itself, the obligatory elements of the religion. So what happens is people overlook what is the fundamental aspect of the religion, and they try to hold on to voluntary elements, but there's no foundation. But this is why, alhamdulillah, in our department in Dawat Islami, in our majlis, Maktab for Ta'wizat, the brothers are always advising that, look, read this, but also be punctual in your prayer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, قَدْ أَفْلَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, that the believers have succeeded, have attained success. Which believers? Those who have a feeling of humility in their prayer. They are, when they pray, they concentrate. The famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he actually addressed the sahaba, it was a miracle of his. He said, I see you behind me.
Allah.
So when you're standing to pray, I can see you from behind me.
Allah.
So people who want to understand or try to attain some understanding of the greatness of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was able to see behind himself the way he could see in front. He said, I can see you from behind me. And then he mentioned, I see your bowing and I see the piety in your limbs.
Allah.
I see the khushu. Khushu is an internal thing, Shasab. It's something inside. You can't say, you know, my khushu is 5% or 2% as his khushu is 7%. You can't. There's no...
Same.
We can't... Nope. This is a miraculous thing. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, not only can I see you from behind me, I can see what you're bowing, so what you're actually doing physically. I can see you internally.
Oh, yeah.
Your spiritual condition, that is also... I'm also aware of that as well. So what people... I've mentioned this because we are people of love, and we express reverence for our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So any excuse that we can find, any reason, we will mention the praise of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Wasim Bhai started with salawat in the beginning. So the point was salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this a means of help for people. Seek help from prayer. Seek help from patience as well, but seek help from prayer. What people do is when they are afflicted with any calamity or something, they just sit down and they say, what's wrong? Oh, it's mourning. Okay, it's mourning, so it's time for salah. No, he's mourning. He's not going to get up. He's not going to eat. He's not going to sleep. A few hours will pass. He'll eat something. Why? Because the body needs something, needs some nourishment. But that spiritual nourishment is that person is deprived of. And this is ignorance. It is mere ignorance that people are picking and choosing with their religion. This goes back to what Asif Bhai said about coming into the religion fully. If you're not praying, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an said, guard, be vigilant in terms of your prayer.
Because when a person is affected, his iman is affected, his religion is affected, the first thing that goes is the prayer. So if someone is thinking, how do I know I have a strong connection to my religion, to my faith? The short answer is, are you praying with punctuality or not? If you're praying with punctuality, your connection is strong. If you're not praying with punctuality, you don't even have the foundation to attain the blessings from all the desirable actions that you've been attempting to do.
MashaAllah, bahut pyari baat ki Kamar bhai ne.
Sayyid sahab, there might be someone listening at this moment in time. And you know, we're stuck in life. You know, we're in such a difficulty, we're in such a problem that we don't know where to go, which direction to take. Do I go here? What's going to happen? Is there a way out for me? Allah Azawajal has mentioned in the Holy Quran, coming back to the point, whatever difficulties we have, whatever problems we have, if we open the Quran, we'll see the solution, inshallah. And Allah Azawajal has mentioned in the Holy Quran, whoever fears Allah, Allah will create a way for him of salvation, inshallah. And Allah further says, and Allah will provide him sustenance from such a place that he never imagined. Now, Sayyid Sahib, I heard a beautiful story today, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, where one Muballigh Dawat-e-Islami, he says that I went to one country and I delivered a bayan there about halal sustenance. Now, after the bayan was delivered, after the ishtima finished, when I was doing mulkat, when I was meeting the brothers, one brother came to me. He goes, you spoke about halal sustenance, Medina, but I sell alcohol in my shop. Meaning in my business, I sell alcohol as well as many other things. Now, I don't see any solution. Because if we don't sell alcohol, we won't get any blessings in my sustenance. Me, my business will go top. So I need to sell alcohol. The Muballigh said that, look, Allah Azawajal gives you sustenance whilst you are disobeying Allah. Aye. If you actually obey Allah, do you not think Allah will give you sustenance? That brother, he thought to himself, he's right. 100% he's right. He thought, from then, he stopped selling alcohol. Now the Muballigh says, after 1 year, I went to that same country again. I delivered a bayan. Now what happened is that same brother came to me. He goes, brother, last year you delivered a bayan about halal sustenance. I stopped selling alcohol. I thought there's no way out. But Alhamdulillah, Allah put so much blessings in my sustenance that my business is going much better than before. Yeah, so simple as this, if you are stuck in life, if you've got a difficulty in life, then fear Allah, inshallah, azawajal, you will find a way of salvation, inshallah, azawajal.
MashaAllah. Dekhein, dheel diye na, iska najayiz fayda na uthain. Kyunki Quran Pak mein Rab ne khud farmaya, wa umli lahum inna kaidi mateen. اور میں انہیں ڈھیل دوں گا بے شک میری خفیہ تدبیر بہت مضبوط ہے کہتے ہیں نا مجھے اگر رب ناراض ہوتا تو گھر کہاں سے بن گیا بھلے میں آرام کماتا ہوں لیکن میرا رب راضی ہے مازر میرے گھر بن گیا میرا یہ بن گیا میرا وہ بن گیا ہے اگر رب میرے سے ناراض ہوتا تو یہ کیوں ہوتا پھر دیوار کے باہر لکھوا دیتے ہیں آگے بورڈ لگاتے ہاذا من فضل ربی یہ فضل نہیں ہے یہ فضل نہیں ہے اپنے زندگی کے آنے کا مقصد ہی بھول چکے ہیں زندگی کا مقصد قرآن پاک بیان کر رہا ہے کہ وما خلقت الجن والانس الا ليعبدون انسانوں اور جنوں کو عبادت کے لیے پیدا کیا تم اللہ کی عبادت سے ہی دور ہو گئے ہو رب نے تمہیں اپنی در سے ہی دور کر دیا ہے اور تم سمجھ رہے ہو یہ فضل ہے یہ فضل نہیں ہے رب عز و جل کی ڈھیل اور اس کی خفیہ تدبیر سے ڈرنا چاہیے کب کہاں کس طرح جو ہے پکڑ ہو جائے اور جب رب کی پکڑ ہوتی ہے نا وہ بڑی سخت ہوتی ہے یہ یاد رکھیے گا گناہوں سے پیچھا چھڑائیں نیکیوں کی طرف آئیں اچھے کام کریں یہ جگہ جگہ پہ قرآن پاک کے اندر یہ میسج موجود ہے توبہ کے حوالے سے میسج موجود ہے کہ ایک آنسو جو ہوتا ہے رب کو اتنا پسند آ جاتا ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ سارے گناہ معاف کر کے جنت میں داخل کرا دیتا ہے
One point on what Wasim Bhai was mentioning about the alcohol. It's quite common nowadays, which we see that many people, they drink alcohol, but when they go and buy food, first thing they'll ask is it halal you're selling? Are you selling halal? You know, they think that halal sustenance is what you eat itself. What they don't look at is what you're actually consuming itself. The alcohol you're drinking, is that halal for you? No, it's not. So why are you then asking, when you go to buy a burger, for example, is your burger halal? But on the other hand, alcohol is much worse than that itself. This is the mentality of people nowadays. They think that having that kind of a food, eating halal, but do whatever you want. But unfortunately, it's a lack of understanding of people itself.
دین سے دوری ہے اس کو کیا کہیں گے قرآن پڑھیں کیونکہ قرآن وہ راستہ دکھاتا ہے جو سب سے سیدھا ہے قرآن پاک میں رب عز و جل نہیں فرمایا کہ قرآن وہ راستہ دکھاتا ہے جو سب سے سیدھا ہے قرآن پڑھیں قرآن کو سمجھیں تو تھوڑی دیر میں انشاءاللہ قمر بھائی کے ایک مدنی پھول کے بعد آپ کے لیے انشاءاللہ ببلو اور غلام رسول کا ایک پیکیج آپ کو دکھائیں گے انشاءاللہ
another element which we kind of touched upon is that the Quran consists of many accounts of the past. Many of the accounts are the accounts of the time of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Many of the accounts are the accounts of the Israelites. So one account which has a few lessons, I'll try to be as quick as I can. It's not very long anyway. The famous account of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he made a request in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, show me how do you bring the dead back to life."
Allah.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, "Do you not believe?" And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said in his own beautiful way that it's just for the contentment of my heart.
SubhanAllah.
So it's not a case of Allah, of belief. It's a case of to give my heart. Because the heart, it's always changing. Its nature is such. So he said, to give it contentment. I want to see how you bring the dead. Because this is a very famous theme of the Quran. Allah mentions the resurrection, bringing the dead back to life for judgment, for the gathering of the day of judgment. So he was ordered to take four birds and feed them and let those birds become accustomed to him. And the tafsir says that those birds were the cockerel, the pigeon, the peacock, and the vulture. These four birds. And a time he fed them when they became accustomed to him. Then he slaughtered them. And he obviously cut up their meat. Their mince was mixed, and he was commanded to put them on hilltops,
Allah,
and then call out to them. A point to mention here, he was calling out each animal's name. Ya ayyuhal deek, ya ayyuhal hamama. He was actually calling out to, and that's a lump of flesh.
Allah.
Okay, so if calling out or addressing something which is apparently dead, Just for sake of understanding, if it was shirk, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam would never do it. So it was the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he does this in this manner. And what happened? Those animals, they came alive, headless. And they came running towards Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam without their heads, because their heads were obviously near him. So this and he obviously was overwhelmed by the qudra, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that those mixed mince that has been placed on those hilltops, those birds with feathers and living in front of him that he had fed and became accustomed to him, once he slaughtered them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was able to bring them back to their original state or their former state. And the point which the scholars of the tasawwuf mention is that each one of those birds has a bad quality. The pigeon is very fond of its high flight. The vulture is very greedy. The cockerel has a lot of lust in it. The peacock is a victim of self-love. You know, I'm beautiful, look at my feathers. So what they say is if every person slaughters each one of these qualities, gets rid of his greed, gets rid of his self-love, gets rid of his pride, gets rid of his lust. If he gets rid of all four things, then those animals became alive. His heart will become alive.
Allah.
So if you want your heart to be given life, then get rid of these bad qualities.
SubhanAllah. Chale ji, aye ek package lete hain inshallah. Ghulam Rasool ka inshallah clip dikhate hain aapko.
Wow, Bablu bhai. MashaAllah, aapne popcorn khakar to jaan aa gayi hai.
Haan haan, ye dekho.
Lekin taaka taaka nahi hai Bablu bhai mein.
To ho jaye mukabla.
Haan haan, ho jaye.
Numan bhai, ye popcorn pakadna.
Bablu bhai, ab apna haath dikhaiye. Ab ye haath chura kar dikhaiye. ये क्या हो रहा है नुमान भाई गुलाम रसूल भाई, फैजान भाई और बबलू भाई आपस में ताकत का मुकाबला कर रहे थे और फैजान भाई ने बबलू भाई का हाथ छोड़ दिया और बबलू भाई गिर गए।
फैजान भाई, कितनी बुरी बात है ये। फैजान भाई, आपने एक मुसलमान भाई को तकलीफ पहुंचाई। हदीस शरीफ का मफहूम है, मुसलमान वो है जिसकी जबान और हाथ से दूसरा मुसलमान महफूज रहे। गुलाम रसूल भाई, इंशाअल्लाह आइंदा मैं कभी किसी को तकलीफ नहीं पहुंचाऊंगा। और बबलू भाई, अगर हमारे पास ताकत हो भी तो जरूरी तो नहीं कि हम सबको बताएं कि हम ताकतवर हैं।
गुलाम रसूल भाई, मुझसे भी गलती हुई है, मैं आइंदा ऐसा नहीं करूंगा।
बच्चों का मदनी चैनल आ गया, बच्चों का आ गया, आ गया, आ गया।
जी, बबलू और गुलाम रसूल कुछ मैसेज दे रहे थे। मैसेज ऑफ कुरान आज का टॉपिक है। वसीम भाई, और क्या मदनी फूल देना चाहते हैं?
सही सब, यू नो, इन रिगार्ड्स टू द होली कुरान, देयर इज मेनी थिंग्स दैट वी कैन आल्सो लर्न एंड वी कैन रिलेट टू टुडे एज़ वेल, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह। And there's many points of history as well. Today what happens is that the parents, they're reading novels, reading various stories to their children. But my request to all the viewers that are watching is that please try to read some stories of the Holy Quran to your children as well. Now I want to mention a few points here, just some questions, and then inshallah I'll answer them. That, you know, our whole body, we've got the belly button. What's the reason? Meaning it's a straight body. This belly button is this thing that goes, how is this possible? I'll mention what's the reason for this. Then, Sayyid Sahab, how was the dog created? It's mentioned that before the soul had entered Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's body, Shaitan, he spit it at the statue of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, and this is the place that he spit it at, meaning where the belly button is. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, he commanded Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam that remove that part of the body. So this is why you have the hole, this is why you have the belly button. It's because that time Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, he removed that part of the soil. Then moving on, then the same soil that was taken out, a dog was created with this.
Allah.
Then Sayyid Sahab, today when anybody sneezes, we say Alhamdulillah. And the person who listens to this, they should say Yarhamukallah. What's the reason for this? It's because when the soul entered Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's body, when he reached his tongue, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he said Alhamdulillah after sneezing. So this is why we say Alhamdulillah. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, he replied Yarhamukallah. So these are a few points of history that we should try to teach our children. How was the belly button created? Why was the dog created? Why do we say Alhamdulillah? Who was the first one to say Alhamdulillah? And who was the first one to say Yarhamukallah? So we should try to teach this to our children, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Badi zabardast baat ki hai, Waseem bhai ne. Bahut kuch hai Quran Pak mein. Ibrahim alayhi salam ke liye aag ko gule gulzar bana diya gaya. Kahan padha Quran Pak mein? इस्माइल अलैहिस्सलाम की कुर्बानी का वाकया कहाँ पढ़ा कुरान पाक में? मूसा अलैहिस्सलाम के लिए दरियाए नील में रास्ते बना दिए गए, कहाँ पढ़ा कुरान पाक में? यूनुस अलैहिस्सलाम को मछली के पेट में जिंदा रखा गया, कहाँ पढ़ा कुरान पाक में? आप पढ़ते जाएं, ईसा अलैहिस्सलाम के बारे में पढ़ते जाएं, आदम अलैहिस्सलाम के बारे में पढ़ते जाएं, आपको कुरान पाक के अंदर ये वाकयात आपको मिलेंगे। मतलब कह सकते हैं कि ऐसी किताब है, ऐसी किताब है, ऐसी किताब है, इज़ अ ग्रेट ट्रेजर, ग्रेट ब्लेसिंग। लेकिन आज अफसोस के साथ हमारे घर में एक जमाना था, वक्त था कि सुबह होती ना तिलावत कुरान होते थे। अब भी गांव देहातों में इस तरह होता है ना कमर भाई, जो होते ना गांव देहात। लेकिन मेजॉरिटी सिटीज और ये जितने तरक्की याफ्ता कहला रहे हैं, वहां पर देखे अब सुबह होती है तो या तो फेसबुक से होती है या सोशल मीडिया से होती है। पहले सुबह होती थी तो अल्लाह के पाक कलाम से, तिलावत कुरान पाक से होती थी, दिन में रात में। हमारे जो बुजुर्ग होते थे, पता नहीं कितना कितना कुरान पढ़ते थे हर नमाज के बाद, सुबह उठते तहज्जुद में। लेकिन आज ये चीजें नहीं, जिसकी वजह से बरकत खत्म हो गई। फिर कहते घर में जिन्नात आ गए, फिर कहते ओ हो कोई जादू हो गया, कोई टोना हो गया। तो जिस घर में कुरान ना पढ़ा जाए तो वाकई उस घर में शैतान कब्जा करते हैं। जिस घर में कुरान पढ़ा जाता है वहां से शैतान भाग जाते हैं, और जिस घर में कुरान नहीं पढ़ा जाता उस घर में शैतान कब्जा कर लेते हैं। फिर आप भागते हैं, तावीज चाहिए, फिर कोई जाली आमलों के पीछे फंस के बर्बाद हो जाता है, तो कहीं और चला जाता है। तो वजह क्या है? घर में कुरान पढ़े, इंशाल्लाह घर में बरकतें भी आएंगी और रहमतें भी आएंगी।
Nowadays, if you look at many people, they get into debates without having the understanding of Deen itself. The Quran teaches us to avoid ambiguous matters. Do not pursue that which you have no knowledge. Indeed, the hearing, the sight, and the heart, all these will be questioned itself. Today, when we don't have any knowledge about it, and we think this is what is, we tend to start giving our own opinion without actually realizing what we're saying. Without even reading the Quran, understanding the Quran itself, We give our own opinion on a matter which we have no knowledge about. Rather than referring a person to a scholar, or rather than studying the aspect itself, we give our own opinion, and it can be completely the wrong opinion itself. Also, it tells us to reflect on the existence itself, our existence. From the earth, we created you, and into we will return you, and from it, we will extract you another time itself. We know we're going to die. We know we will be, you know, raised up after death itself. The Quran teaches this. But how many of us ponder upon our life? How many of us think of our death itself? That we're going to die, we will be questioned about our life. What we've done on this earth, whether we live for 50 years, whether we live 60 years, 80 years, if we're lucky. Our end destination is our death. Quran tells us that you will die, you will leave this world, and you will be then resurrected, and you will be questioned about it. How many of us prepare for that itself? Unfortunately, Allah, many of us don't even think about death. We think we're here, and that's it. This is our, you know, home now. But our end destination is our death. And we need to prepare for that, and we need to read the Quran to understand that.
ये भी एक मैसेज है कि अपनी मौत को याद करें और अपनी मौत की तैयारी करें. आइए कुछ कलाम सुनते हैं इंशाल्लाह.
सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. आंखों का तारा
Love.
مدینے میں مدینے جانے والوں جاؤ امان اللہ مدینے جانے والوں جاؤ امان اللہ
Following the theme of the different topics of the Quran, another point which we kind of touched upon, Shasab, was that one of the reasons, one of the main topics of the Quran is to warn people, about punishment in the hereafter for any sinful actions committed in this world, the outcome for treachery, deceit, oppression, all the bad traits that are out there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different verses of the Quran warns people to refrain from those actions, and at times mentions the outcome, which is the fire of hell or torment in the hereafter or some form of punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this theme of warning people, it's mentioned in the Quran also when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِتُنْزِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَىٰ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا. Now there's a couple of things I want to say here. The purpose of the Quran is to warn the people. In this verse, it's mentioned to warn the capitals, Ummul Qura, or Umm al-Quran, as mentioned in the verse, the central city or the capital city. Now, how do you warn a city, Shasab? You don't warn the city, you warn the residents of the city. So the point I want to make is the Quran is not always taken literally. And those who become literalists can become misguided when it comes to the Quran, because there are some verses of the Quran which are from the Mutashabihat, which are not given formal explanation. And some verses of the Quran are very clear in their instruction. So it is important to understand the Quran from the people of knowledge. Now, some people might say, well, it's Arabic and we have translations, but translations are not the Quran.
Same.
Translations are there to help us to understand the Quran. There are some amazing translations of the Quran. For example, the translation of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, Kanzul Iman. And we quote that, we use that as a point of reference. But you see, I'll give an example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, you see in English translations, the word we have revealed, or we. And you say, doesn't that not contradict monotheism? It doesn't. In Urdu, an expression of majesty or an expression of greatness, the word hum is used.
Yeah.
In Urdu, it's understandable. It's a cultural thing as well. When someone says hum, humne ye kiya, it could refer to someone of authority describing something he did. So when you translate such verses into Urdu, it's understandable. But when you translate into English, you have to explain to the English audience, we here doesn't mean more than one. It still refers to one. So do you see, I'm trying to explain here that translations have limitations. And also that the Quran, it should be understood from hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the scholars of tafsir. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was described in the Quran
يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. He is someone who teaches the book and wisdom. The Sahaba know Arabic, Shasab. They know Arabic. They don't need translations to understand the Quran. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching them. So that means the Quran is not to be taken literally all the time. It needs explanation, it needs clarification. And the best source in creation is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So some people who fall under this this trick of shaitan, where they self-educate themselves and are going to self-teaching themselves by just relying on an apparent translation, this is not enough. Going back to the point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "Inna batsha rabbika la shadeed." Verily, indeed, the seizing of your Lord is severe. And this, the background of this is that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was reminded that the oppressors, those who are doing zulm, those who are oppressing, they may oppress now, but Allah will seize them. And when they are seized, it will be a severe seizing.
Allah.
Their seizing may come in dunya, it may come in the afterlife. The understanding is general of this verse. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, "O people, fear Allah, if a believer he oppresses another believer, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will avenge the one who was oppressed. And the one who helps another to oppress a believer, on the day of judgment, it will be written on his forehead that he is distanced from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So one of the themes of the Quran is that it warns us about the outcome of actions, sinful actions, and what may happen. One of the main themes of the Quran is that Allah will seize. Sometimes in dunya, you mentioned that people are given affluence, they're given a house, a good livelihood, everything, and they think, "I'm successful," but really Allah is testing them. This is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So always remember, whether you're living in an easy life or living through difficulties, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are living according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're saved from His seizing. When He will seize you, and if you have to choose, you would rather be seized in this world and you face your consequences, because if He seizes you on the day of judgment,
Allah,
then apparently there will be no help for you.
Allah Allah. क्या बहुत प्यारी बात. ये भी कुरान पाक में message of कुरान के हवाले से बात करें. ये सब कुछ कुरान पाक के अंदर मौजूद है और open mention किया गया है. कामयाब कौन है? Who is the successful person? जो आग से बचाकर जन्नत में दाखिल कर दिया गया, जो आग से बचा लिया गया, जो कयामत की रुसवाई से बच गया, हकीकत में वो कामयाब है. हम दुनिया में कामयाबी ढूंढ रहे हैं, लेकिन कुरान ने जिसको कामयाब बताया है, हु इज द सक्सेसफुल वन, उसको हमें देखना चाहिए कि क्या मैं उस कैटेगरी में आता भी हूँ या नहीं आता हूँ.
बिल्कुल शरीफ. अमन ज़ुहज़िहा अनिन नारी व उदखिरल जन्नत फ़क़द फ़ाज़. जिसको आग से बचाकर जन्नत में दाखिल कर दिया गया, वही कामयाब है. बिल्कुल शरीफ. कमर भाई दी गल नूं मैं कंटिन्यू कर दाँ कि वज़क्किर फ़इन्ना ज़िक्रा तनफ़ऊल मुमिनीन, के समझाओ समझाना मुसलमानां नूं मुमिनीन नूं फ़ायदा दिंदा. अल्लाह सुबहानो व तआला ने शरी कुरान पाक दे विच आयत मुबारक एक उतारी के वल तकुम मिनकुम उम्मतुन यदउना इलल खैर وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ. کہ تھوڑے وچوں ایک قوم ایک امت ایسی ہونی چاہیے دی کہ لوگوں نو نیکی دی طرف بلائی دی طرف بلائے, اچھی بات دا حکم دے تے برائی تو منع کرے. تے آقا کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم دی حدیث پاک بیا شاہ جی کے بندے کو بعض اوقات اتھارٹی ہوندی, پاور ہوندی, او دے سامنے کوئی غلط کام ہوندا تو کو انا طاقت ہوندی کہ روک سکدا. آقا کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ من رآ منکم منکرن فلیغیرہ بیدی. अगर कोई बंदा बुरी चीज़ हुंदा देखता, उहदे को ताकत है, पावर है, फल युगय्यिरु बियदी, उहदे उत्ते जरूरी है वाजिबा के हाथ नाल वो बुरा काम रोक दे. फाइल लम यस्तती फाबी लिसानी. अगर इन्नी पावर नहीं, इन्नी अथॉरिटी नहीं, कम अज़ कम इन्ना तो कर सकता अपनी जुबान उस बंदे नूं रोक दे. ए भी नहीं कर सकता, फाइल लम यस्तती फाबी कलबी. अगर हाथ ना भी नहीं रोक सकता, अगर जुबान ना भी नहीं रोक सकता, तो फी करें
اپنے دل دے وچ تو کم از کم اس برائی نوں اس چیز نوں برا جانے وذالک ضعف الایمان تے آقا کریم نے فرمایا سارا تو کمزور ایمان وی کی ایمان تے مسلماناں نوں سمجھانا فائدہ دیندا آقا کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا تے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی نے خود قران پاک دے وچ ایتن اتاریا کہ امر بالمعروف کرو تے نہیں عن المنکر کرو کوئی نبی تو آنا نہیں پر مسلماناں دا آپس دے وچ یہ فریضہ کہ ایک دوسرے نوں اچھی باتاں دا حکم دین تے برائی تو روکن
جی اچھی باتوں کا حکم دیں اور برائی سے منع کرے ہمارا ایک بڑا زبردست پیکج موجود ہے آئیے وہ دیکھتے ہیں
تمہارے وہ شو پیس روز صاف کرتے ہو یار تمہاری ٹیبل روز صاف کرتے ہو تمہارے صوفے روز صاف کرتے ہو یار میرے رب کا کلام تمہارے گھر میں مٹی لگ گیا یار خدا کا خوف کرو یار کچھ تو اللہ سے ڈرو یار روزانہ اپنے گھروں کی صفائی کا خیال رکھتے ہو یار خدا کا واسطہ اپنے دل کی صفائی کا بھی تو خیال کرو یار اس کو کون سی ڈسٹنگ کرو گے اس دل کی یہ گندا میلا ہو رہا ہے قرآن کریم پر وہاں تمہارے گھر میں رہ کر مٹی لگ رہی ہے یہاں تمہارے قلب کو دھول لگ رہی ہے کچھ تو سوچو یار ایک قرآن پر ایمان لانے والوں خود تو سوچو یار پلیز سنجیدگی کے ساتھ غور کرے کہاں ہے قرآن یاد تو کرو یاد آ رہا نہیں آ رہا کہ آپ کے گھر میں قرآن کہاں رکھا ہے اٹھائے تو صحیح اس کو دیکھے تو صحیح نہ جانے کتنے دنوں کے بعد تمہیں قرآن دیکھنا نصیب ہوا ہوگا دیکھو تو صحیح اس کو جلدان سے نکالو یہ شادی کے بعد تمہیں تمہارے والد نے جو دیا تھا نا اور جہیز کا کر کے تمہارے گھر میں رکھ دیا تھا نہ دولہے نے پڑھا نہ کبھی بیٹی نے پڑھا والد نے قرآن دیا ضرور ہے لیکن قرآن پڑھنے کی تعلیم نہ دی قرآن مہنگے سے مہنگے ہدیے والا خوبصورت دے کر دیا دو بالکل دو اس کی برکتیں ہیں ارے جب اسے نہیں پڑھتے اس کی برکتوں سے پھر بھی محروم نہیں ہو جب میرے رب کے پاکیزہ کلام کو پڑھو گے تو کتنی برکتیں ملیں گی ذرا سوچا ہے والد قرآن دے تو رہے ہو لیکن قرآن کی تعلیم بھی تو دو نا اپنی بیٹی کو یاد آ گیا کہاں ہے قرآن کریم لے لو یار چوبو تو صحیح کتنے عرصے کے بعد چوبنا نصیب ہوا ہوگا میرے رب کے اس کلام کو اس کو دیکھو تو صحیح ارے روزانہ اخبار پڑھتے ہو میرے رب کا قرآن نہیں پڑھتے یار جس کا دیکھنا ثواب چوبنا ثواب پڑھنا ثواب کچھ تو غیرت کھا لو یار کچھ تو غیرت کھاؤ خدا را اسی جگہ پر رکھ دو قرآن کریم کہ تمہیں آتے جاتے نظر تو آئے پلیز مدری التجا کر رہا ہوں میں آپ سے یہ الماری میں کہیں کونے میں اوپر رکھا ہے آپ نے قرآن کریم یہ الماری کے اندر کہیں کونے میں اوپر کے اس کے اوپر رکھ دیا قرآن کریم بڑی عزت سے بڑے احترام سے بڑے پیار سے رکھا ہے کوئی مطلب اس کے اوپر میں بات نہیں کرتا آپ کو قرآن سے محبت نہیں ہے میں یہ بھی نہیں کہتا قرآن کی تعظیم نہیں ہے میں یہ بھی نہیں کہتا مگر جس بیٹی کے سر پر قرآن رکھ کر آپ نے رخصت کیا ذرا یقین مانو تمہاری اس بیٹی کو قرآن پڑھنے نہیں آتا وہ صحیح قرآن نہیں پڑھ سکتی تم نے اپنی بیٹی کو کیا سکھایا ہے تمہارا بیٹا تمہارا بزنس سنبھال رہا ہے مگر تو قرآن پڑھنے نہیں آ رہا انگلش پڑھنے والے تجھے قرآن پڑھنے آتا ہے وضو کر کے استغفار پڑھ کر قرآن کریم کو ایک بار لے لو یہ قرآن دلوں کے زنگ کو دھوتا ہے یہ قرآن دل کو نرم کرتا ہے یہ قرآن رب کی محبت دلاتا ہے یہ قرآن اپنے محبت کرنے والے اور پڑھنے والے کو جنت میں لے کے جائے گا
اللہ 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 کیا زبردست میسیج دے رہے تھے نگران شورا قرآن پاک کے حوالے سے اللہ تعالی ہمیں قرآن کی محبت عطا فرمائے قرآن کے جو میسیجز ہیں وہ سمجھنے کی اللہ سعادت عطا فرمائے دلیل العارفین کے اندر ہے کہ ایک بڑا ہی بدکار نوجوان تھا بہت گندا نوجوان تھا مر گیا اس کو سمجھاتے بھی تھے سنتے ہی نہیں تھا انتقال ہو گیا لوگوں نے دیکھا کہ فرشتے اس کو جنت کی طرف لے کر جا رہے ہیں اور کراؤن یعنی تاج پہنا ہوا ہے تو دیکھنے والے نے پوچھا کہ تو تو بڑا بدکار تھا یہ کیا ہوا کہنے لگا ہاں میں بڑا گناہ گار تھا لیکن ایک نیکی میں نے کہ جب بھی قرآن پاک جو ہے میری نگاہ پڑتی تھی میں کھڑے ہو جاتا تھا تعظیم کی نظر سے اس کو دیکھتا تھا اللہ تعالیٰ نے مجھے اس کی وجہ سے بخش دیا قرآن پاک کو دیکھنے کی تعظیم کی وجہ سے اللہ تعالیٰ بخشش کر رہا ہے. قرآن پاک میں ہے یا ایو الانسان ما غرک بربک الکریم, اے غافل انسان تجھے کس نے اپنے کریم رب سے دور کر دیا, دھوکے میں ڈال دیا ہے. غور کریں, رب ہمیں نواز رہا ہے, عطا کر رہا ہے, بخشش دینے والا, جنت عطا کرنے والا, رزق دینے والا, اولاد دینے والا, مال دینے والا, وہ ایک ہی ہے, وہ ہمارا رب ہے. وہ چاہے تو آن کے آن میں سب چھن جائے, لیکن تجھے کس نے غافل کر دیا, تجھے کس نے رب سے دور کر دیا, تو کیوں غافل ہے؟ تو دنیا کے پیچھے ہی پڑا ہوا ہے, صرف دنیا کی دولت, دنیا کی دولت مل جائے, دنیا کی چیزیں مل جائیں, اور اپنے رب سے دور ہوتا جا رہا ہے. عذاب خالی یہ نہیں ہوتا کہ کچھ زمین ہلے اور نیچے گر جائے, رب کی عبادت سے دور ہو جانا یہ بھی بہت بڑا عذاب ہے, شکار ہوا ہوا ہے. اور آج کے زیادہ تر لوگ اس عذاب کا شکار نظر آتے ہیں جو رب کی بارگاہ سے دور ہو گئے, اور وہ اس کو عذاب نہیں سمجھ رہے. یہ ایک اور اوپر مسئلہ ہے کہ وہ یہ سمجھ نہیں رہے ہیں کہ یہ ہم کتنے بڑے عذاب میں مبتلا ہے, کہ رب ہمیں اپنے گھر میں آنا کی اجازت نہیں دے رہا, ہمیں مسجد میں آنے کی توفیق نہیں ہو رہی, ہمیں قرآن پڑھنے کی توفیق نہیں ہو رہی, قرآن دیکھنے کی توفیق نہیں ہو رہی. پورا پورا سال گزر جاتا ہے قرآن کو دیکھے ہوئے, قرآن کو چھوئے ہوئے, قرآن کو پڑھے ہوئے. یہ کیسی مسلمانوں کی زندگی ہے؟ ہمیں اپنے آپ کو اس دھوکے سے بچانا ہے اور وہ کام کرنا ہے جس سے رب کی رضا ملتی ہے.
Definitely سیدنا فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, is mentioned by him that whenever he would touch the holy Quran he would start crying and he would say that ya this is the words of my Allah, this is the words of my Allah, and he would start crying. This is the love that they had for the holy Quran. It's mentioned by سیدنا علی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ that he used to say that whenever I want to speak to Allah I raise my hands in the court of Allah, make dua, and whenever I want to listen to what Allah says to me, I would open the Quran and read the Holy Quran. Definitely we should open the Holy Quran on a daily basis. And so you know, today people say that, listen, brother, I want to leave sins, I want to stop sins, I want to become pious. What's one way that I can become pious? Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned that did he not know that Allah is watching? If we install this particular statement into our hearts, that Allah is watching me. A person won't commit sins when he's with people, or a person won't commit sins when he's with alone, because he knows that Allah is watching me. If seriously we place this in our heart that Allah is watching me, your life will become different, because all the time you will know that, shall I do this action? Is this going to please Allah? Is this going to displease Allah? And it's mentioned about pious people of Allah that there was one individual, he was just about to commit a wrong action with a woman, and then he remembered to himself that, look, Allah is watching me. It's mentioned that he cried so much that he passed away on the spot.
Allah.
Why? Because he remembered this statement that Allah is watching me. So this is in the Holy Quran as well. We should always remember this. And Alhamdulillah, he is Azawajal, Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Aliyah, he has given this mindset that in your homes, try to place these stickers that Allah is watching, Allah is watching. Try to place in your kitchen, in your living room, in your bedroom. So you are constantly reminded that Allah is watching me at all times, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Shahid bhai, kya farmate hain?
Shahid sahab, if you look at the Holy Quran, in many places Allah warns us about this world being temporary for us, and the hereafter is the eternal, and our death is going to come to us, and then the day of judgment itself. We do many things in life and Allah Almighty doesn't punish us, and we think, you know, that we do things, but if we read the Quran, that day of judgment, when that is going to fall be on us, we'll be accountable for everything that happens to us. We will face everything itself. Today, when we have any problems, whether we got a court case or whether any problem with somebody, our, you know, employer or whatever, they'll punish us accordingly to what we do. But our Lord, you know, so merciful, he doesn't punish us at all. He gives us opportunities, chances to change our way of life, to read the Quran and change our life. And we can only do this if we read the Quran, if we understand the Quran, and change our life to the better. And the only way we can do that is if we be sincere within ourselves. Be sincere that what we want to do is be better for ourselves in this world and the hereafter. So we learn ourselves, we teach our children. And the way we can do this is by, first of all, Shaykh Taqi Medicine gives us a beautiful gift, Madani Namaz. Question ourselves, what are we doing on a daily basis? Are we leading our life according to the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah? Are we reading the three verses of the Quran on a daily basis with translation and understanding what these verses are? Or are we just reading them and not understanding what we actually reading? Are we sitting with scholars and seeking their advice, seeking their guidance itself? If we're not, we really need to think, what are we really doing in life?
Inshallah, kuch kalam ki farmaishe thi. آصف بھائی کچھ کلام سنا دیے دو شاہ صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ
میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے میں ہے مدینے کی جانب نہ کیسے کھینچوں میں مدینے کی جانب نہ کیسے کھینچوں میرا دین اور دنیا مدینے میں ہے پھر مجھے موت کا زندگی کی بھی پرواہ نہ ہو موت کیا زندگی کی بھی پرواہ نہ ہو کاش ایک بار سرکار مجھ سے کہے کاش سرکار ایک بار مجھ تیرا جینا مرنا مدینے میں ہے میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے میں ہے کعب کے بدر دجا تم پہ کروڑو کے بدر تجا تم پہ کروڑو درود طیبہ کے شمس و ضحا تم پہ کروڑو درود دل کرو ٹھنڈا میرا وہ کفِ پاچاد سا دل کرو ٹھنڈا میرا وہ کفِ پاچاد سا دل کرو ٹھنڈا میرا وہ کفِ پاچاد سا سینے پہ رکھ دو ذرا تم پہ کروڑو درود سینے پہ رکھ دو ذرا تم پہ کروڑو درود اور کوئی غیب کیا تم سے نہاں ہو بلا اور کوئی غیب کیا تم سے نہاں ہو بلا اور کوئی غیب کیا تم سے نہاں ہو بلا تم سے نہاں ہو بلا جب نہ خدا ہی چھپا تم پہ کروڑو درود جب نہ خدا ہی چھپا تم پہ کروڑو درود کعبے کے بدر تجا تم پہ کروڑو درود طیبہ کے شمس و ضحا تم پہ کروڑو درود
ماشاءاللہ جی قمر بھائی کیا
mentioned in the beginning there are so many topics of the Quran but of course in this session we can only cover very few topics. I'd like to move on to a famous surah of the Quran which our children know and memorize as well. Surah Asr. Wal Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says by time. Asr, according to the Mufassirun, it has a number of there are a number of different opinions about what is meant by Asr. One of the first opinions is that it refers to time. And the reason why this has been specified is because time has shows humankind the changes and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the changes in creation. The days and nights, the weeks and months and years, they are lessons for the creation. The way the stars are, the way the sun and moon are moving, all these things are in these things there are signs in the actual creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all these things are within time. So that is one explanation for time.
إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Indeed, mankind is in loss. And why is mankind in loss? Because the very most valuable, or the asset of mankind, is life itself. And the truth is that we may say happy birthday every year to ourselves or to our children, but there's a flip side to that, and that is that it's one life, one year less. Mm-hmm. Who knows how many years? This is also hidden from us as a test. So although we should believe that every breath, coming breath, is not a guarantee, but sometimes we become accustomed to, these are just words. Yeah. Log kehte rehte hain, theek hai, kal mulaqat hogi, inshallah. You know, we kind of become immune to any kind of reflection. We close ourselves from the possibility of what can happen in a moment. They have this kind of attitude. Yeah, I'll meet you next week. We'll have a meal together or whatever. But the truth is, life, as the some scholars say, it's like ice or snow. It's just melting away. And if me and you realize, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ, then from the little life that we have, we will try to do as much good as we can, because then the verse the continuation is that mankind is in loss, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, except for those who believe and those who perform righteous deeds. They're not in loss because they have believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the first and most important thing to do. Then they have actually performed good deeds. So the performance of good deeds is put before emphasizing the truth among to each other. Why? Because the encouragement is that you have to try to become good yourself, so you don't fall into hypocrisy. So if someone ignores himself and is telling other people, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be saved from that trait also. And you emphasize the truth, and you advise patience to one another. So in this verse, especially the last part, it's a reminder to all of us that it's not only the Mawlana who's going to preach. The duty to preach is of every single believer. This is why watawasaw bil haqq. You encourage each other to do good things, or you maintain the truth. If one of your brothers is out of line, you try to talk to him and try to ensure that you maintain a path where you are steadfast upon the truth. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and said, he said, beware of the supplication against you of a believer, so of an oppressed believer. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always ensures that the right of those who have a right is fulfilled. So if I oppress someone and they pray against me, I should fear Allah on the day of judgment. Allah will ensure his right is fulfilled. So in the same way, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, we should encourage each other to maintain the truth and to remain steadfast upon the truth, and patience, inshallah, will be successful.
MashaAllah. Ek madani phool hum mazid le lete hain.
Sayyid sahab, mashallah, our Qumar Madani earlier on in the program, he spoke about tafsir. There's one Madini pool that I'd like to give to the viewers who are watching at this moment in time. There's one booklet, alhamdulillah, you can find this on the website of Dawat Islamic, Quranic Wonders. This is that booklet where you can find various messages of the Holy Quran, various stories of the Holy Quran. It's my humble request to all the viewers and everyone here as well, that we should try to read this booklet, and at the same time we should try to teach this to our children so they can gain the message of the Holy Quran as well as many other stories of the previous nations, inshallah.
Shahid bhai, aap kya farmana chahte hain?
Shazab, you all know that we're going to die one day, and
definitely
we know that Surah Mulk is a protector.
Subhanallah.
Recite the Surah Mulk on a daily basis. Inshallah, this will protect you from the punishment of the grave itself. If you don't do anything else, read this on a daily basis. If you want to be protected, read this on a daily basis.
Subhanallah. Ashallah. Hamara.
मैं क्या अर्ज करना चाहूँगा कि जदो इंसान दे कोल कोई अथॉरिटी होंदी है, ਕੋਈ ਅਹੁਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਵਾ, ਅਤੇ ਹਕੂਕੁਲ ਇਬਾਦ ਦਾ ਖਿਆਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਰੱਖਦਾ, ਅੱਛੇ ਬੁਰੇ ਦੀ, ਛੋਟੇ ਵੱਡੇ ਦੀ, ਆਪਣੇ ਗੈਰ ਦੀ, ਉਹ ਤਮੀਜ਼ ਭੁੱਲ ਜਾਂਦਾ। ਅਤੇ ਬਾਬੇ ਬੁੱਲੇ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਦੇ ਬੜੀ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਸ਼ੇਰ ਆ, ਮੈਂ ਅਰਜ਼ ਕਰਦਾ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹੱਜ ਵੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੋ ਅਤੇ ਲਹੂ ਵੀ ਪੀਤੀ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੋ, ਅਤੇ ਖਾ ਕੇ ਮਾਲ ਯਤੀਮਾਂ ਦਾ ਭੱਜ ਮਸੀਤੀ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੋ, ਫੱਟ ਦਿਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਸੀਂਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ, ਫਟ ਜ਼ਖਮ ਦਿਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਸੀਂਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ, ਟੋਪੀਆਂ ਸੀਂਦੀ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੋ, ਪਿਆਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਨਾਲ ਕਰਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ, ਨਫ਼ਰਤਾਂ ਵੰਡੀ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੋ, ਸਹਾਰਾ ਤਾਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਕੀ ਦੇਣਾ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਲੱਤਾਂ ਖਿੱਚੀ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੋ, ਅਤੇ ਖੋ ਕੇ ਮਾਲ ਯਤੀਮਾਂ ਦਾ, ਭੱਜ ਮਸੀਤੀ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੋ ਅਤੇ ਫਰਜ਼ ਭੁਲਾਈ ਬੈਠੇ ਹੋ, ਅਤੇ ਨਫ਼ਲ ਨੀਤੀ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੋ, ਦੱਸੋ ਅਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਬੁੱਲੇ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਇਹ ਕੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੋ, ਅਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਭਾਈਆਂ ਦਾ ਖਿਆਲ ਰੱਖੋ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਹਕੂਕ ਨਾ ਮਾਰੋ, ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰੋ, ਮੁਹੱਬਤਾਂ ਕਰੋ, ਅੱਲਾ ਸੁਬਾਨ ਵਾ ਤਾਲਾ ਤੌਫੀਕ ਦੇ।
ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ, ਬਹੁਤ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਬਾਤ ਕੀ ਆਪਣੇ। ਮੈਸੇਜ ਆਫ ਕੁਰਾਨ, ਘਰ ਮੇ ਕੁਰਾਨ ਪੜ੍ਹੀਏ, ਕੁਰਾਨ ਕੋ ਚੂਮੀਏ, ਕੁਰਾਨ ਕੋ ਟੱਚ ਵੀ ਕਰੇਂਗੇ ਤੋ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਉਸ ਪਰ ਵੀ ਅਜਰ ਅਤਾ ਫਰਮਾਤਾ ਹੈ। ਬੱਚੋਂ ਕੋ ਵੀ ਕੁਰਾਨ ਕੀ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਦਿਲਾਏ, ਖੁਦ ਵੀ ਕੁਰਾਨ ਪੜ੍ਹੇ, ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਕੁਰਾਨ ਕੀ ਬਰਕਤ ਹਮ ਸਭ ਕੋ ਅਤਾ ਫਰਮਾਏ। ਕੀਪ ਵਾਚਿੰਗ ਮਦਨੀ ਚੈਨਲ, ਸੱਲੂ ਅਲ ਹਬੀਬ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲਾ ਮੁਹੰਮਦ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ।
Knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.